All right, let's switch gears and look at the New York Jets. Rex Ryan, you never know what he's going to dial up big time. He's going to overload blitzes. He's going to send. There was a game he sent. He put a receiver, the kick returner slash receiver, on the field for a blitz. He will dial up a bunch of stuff.
You know, that's all good. You know, but again, pass protection is about organization at the line of scrimmage. In the snippet of the Seattle game, and that Jay can control the line of scrimmage in a hostile environment. Whether you have the starters in there or Brian DeLaPuente and Michael Ola, they're all understanding the protection. And that's the key, is you can only rush so many guys. Yeah, go ahead and rush eight guys against Alshon, Brandon, right. Martellus. Yeah. And Matt is one of the best blocking backs in the NFL. You're not just going to have – yeah, you might have a guy coming clean. Jay's got the arm speed to read it and the intelligence to know how to react towards it. So, again, you got to put everything in perspective. If you're going to send – if you're going to have the guts to send that many guys –
Live with the consequences, right. You're saying, right?
And you're looking 2 weeks in a row, not that it's the same defense, because you just say, Jeff, Rex Ryan's defense is not the same from play to play, but if you're talking about a 3-4 base, I don't know that it's going to get any better than Justin Smith. So, that, you know, what Michael Ola saw there,
oh, yeah. Right.
You're fortified.
With
so
several one-on-one matchups.
Huge, you know, it's a confidence builder. What,
you know, the big thing is, though, you know, with these guys, this is the 360-pound nose tackle. They got three guys on that roster that play, even at defensive end, are 340-plus. They got guys across line 6'6", 6'4", 6'4", 6'3". David Harris, a real strong linebacker that sets everything up. And this promising safety in Calvin Pryor. That's their defense right now. They're not allowing much of the run game.
If those couple of DBs I saw in this last week, so if they're still corners. In the game too, then we got to...
They were rotating right. Four corners. You know, they couldn't settle on two guys that could stop passing game. You know,
they're still chasing Jordy Nelson.
Right, and Calvin Pryor, there's a name that was thrown around. Gee, should the Bears take him? Right now, if you had to take Kyle Fuller or...
Here's what's funny about that, because Kyle Fuller swipes two balls, has an excellent game, helps the Bears win. It's on national television, Sunday Night Football under the bright lights, and you go through some of the websites and see all the tweets out there. All of a sudden, all the NFL scouting types, not in the league, but that do that for a living. This was the best defensive back in the draft. Top corner, right. and everybody's forgetting now about Calvin Pryor, Clinton Dix that everybody wanted as well. This was an excellent pick. But he was always going to be a strong player, not just because he did it in week two of the NFL rookie season.
But we all listened to Kyle Fuller's response after the game. What a level-headed, under-control rookie that is only concerned about getting better and helping his team. If you see a guy that's a cornerback patting himself on the back and already talking about his next contract, Coast. That would put fear.